Lakuta Sicha is Chelek Yudalid, Parsha Re'ei, Sicha Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. The Pasuk says, Rak Chazak Levilti Achelos Hadam, be strong. However, be strong and do not eat blood. So Rashi gives two interpretations of what it means to be strong and not eat blood. The question is, why does the Torah have to say be strong? What does it mean by be strong? It doesn't say that by other mitzvahs. Here suddenly it says be strong and do not eat blood. So it gives two interpretations. One is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that because the people were so into eating blood, so therefore they had to be warned to be strong and resist. Shimon ben Azai says the opposite. He says the Torah comes to tell you that even in something like not eating blood, which is something which a person is, it's very easy to stay away from that because a person doesn't even have an appetite for that. So therefore, and still the Torah says something so easy to keep, and the Torah says be strong, how much more so by other mitzvahs which are much more difficult to keep, for sure you have to be strong. So it comes out, you have almost two opposing views on the idea of chazak. Is it because you have to resist it and it's difficult, or the opposite, that it's so easy to resist? And he's really talking about other mitzvahs. The be strong is really a message not so much for this mitzvah, but it's by telling it to us in this mitzvah, we know for all the other mitzvahs if you have to keep strong. So in regards to the question of what's the facts of the matter? Were people into eating blood, or were they not? Did they have no appetite for blood, which is the opposite? Rabbi Yehuda says that they were into it, and Ben Azai says that they had no interest in it. Rashi even says further that they were disgusted. Nafshei shaladam kotzabayd. Eating blood is something that is disgusting to a person. So what's the fact? So that is not a question, because it's quite possible that a person has no real interest in it, no real appetite for it, even perhaps be disgusted by it. But if somebody believes that there is some sort of a medicinal benefit to it, or like today you have people that eat, you know, they'll grind up a bunch of green vegetables, which for the most part doesn't taste very pleasant, and they have to hold their nose when they swallow it. But because they believe that this will bring them health, so they eat it anyway. They're into it, and they're trying new ways and new ingredients and so on. So those are not mutually exclusive. So the reason Rashi brings both the interpretations is because each one has a certain difficulty. According to the first interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, the question would be, if it's so difficult to keep away from blood, why was it only now, at the very end of the 40 years in the desert, does it suddenly come up to say Rak Chazak? If they were into eating blood, most likely they got it from their neighbors in Mitzrayim. So why is it that 40 years, 39 years have gone by, and it doesn't say in the Torah you should be strong and keep away from blood? Only now, at the end of the 39 years, does it suddenly come up that you have to be strong not to eat blood? Why suddenly now? Therefore, Rashi gives another commentary, another explanation, that it's not really talking about dam. It's talking really about the other mitzvahs, because dam is very easy to stay away from. But it's teaching you a lesson about the other mitzvahs. But since that shot leaves a difficulty too, because it says by dam that you should be strong to eat, not to eat blood. So therefore, he brings both pshatim, and the first one is still that there needed to be a warning about dam, that you have to stay away from it. We know that when Rashi brings the names of the two sages that give the opinions that he's quoting, it means that there's something to be learned from these names, or from, if you know who's saying it, it sheds more light on understanding why each one is saying what he's saying. So what is the case over here? We find, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in a discussion about where it says in the pasuk Loisech al kol nevela, do not eat nevela, you should give it to the ger, that means a ger toshav who is allowed to eat nevela, or sell it to a goy. There's a machlekes in the Gemara whether it means literally that you have to give it to a ger and sell it to a goy, or you can do either one or the other. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Dvarim Kiksavim, as it's written. You can only give it as a gift to a ger. You have to sell it to a goy. In other words, it's not an optional. You actually literally follow the words of the Torah literally. Therefore, here, where it says chazak in regards to blood, Rabbi Yehuda says the same. It says in regards to blood, so that's what the pshat must be. Not that it's really talking about something else. Ben Azai, on the other hand, we find that he had, in Pirkei Avos it says, haveratz lemitzvah kala. He had this approach to Torah mitzvahs, which was, you have to put everything that you can into it, into every single mitzvah, into every single opportunity, and so on. So Ben Azai, therefore, he said that the idea of chazak is not just something that is limited to blood. It's something that really a yid has to practice in every single mitzvah, and that's really what the message is here. Even more so, we find in regards to Ben Azai, we find a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Ben Azai in regards to a story that Ben Azai told. He said, at one time I followed Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom, and I learned three things from him about the proper conduct in the bathroom. So Rabbi Yehuda said to him, "That's what kind of a behavior is that, to follow your Rebbe into the bathroom?" He criticized him for doing something like that. But Ben Azai said, "No, it's Torah, and I need to know what to do." So what is the basis of the machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda felt that it's taka Torah, you need to know, but you could ask him about a situation that comes up in the bathroom, what is the halacha? But Ben Azai, who held that he has to follow every single lead on Torah mitzvahs, therefore he felt it's the right thing, have a ratz l'mitzvah kala. You have to put everything you can into it. You need to know it, go ahead and try to find out. In other words, that machlekes boils down to the same concept. Rabbi Yehuda felt that you can ask a question in the Beis Medrash, and if you don't know the question to ask, you can even ask that question. Is there anything that I need to know about how to conduct myself in the bathroom? Does halacha say anything about that? Ben Azai felt that a person has to go, you know, dive completely into it. Have a ratz l'mitzvah, you have to dive into it completely, and therefore, based on that difference of opinion, is also the machlekes over here about dam. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's taken literally in the way it's written, and that you have a question, this is the way the pasuk answers it. The Rabbi Ben Azai says, no, the pasuk is trying to give you a message that you need to be ratz l'mitzvah, you have to strengthen yourself in every way possible in regards to every single mitzvah, not only in the case of dam, where it's not really that necessary.